are tuned in Fresh FM 102.9. That was Ameya with a Delusion right here in Namibia's heart and soul. Now, as we mentioned Monday, we've reached the conclusion, that is of the Early Childhood Development Program. Now, joining me in studio is Shiyavale Gottlieb, because yesterday was essentially menstruation day, if I'm not mistaken, and we thought this would be a very relevant chat to have for today. Good morning, how are you doing?
All well, man.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's great to have you here. Yep. And I hope you're having a fantastic day.
Amazing.
Exactly. Now, let's dive into the chat. But let's talk about menstruation. Now, what is menstruation and why is it important to understand? I mean, there's a big stigma that comes with the factor, with mm-hmm. the process of menstruation. So what is it and why is it important to understand?
Okay. Menstruation is basically a natural process that females experience, mm-hmm. Especially when they are going through their reproductive age.
Yes.
So it's basically just the monthly shedding of the uterus, it's very crucial for our health as well as our well-being. Mm-hmm. It also affects mostly girls, you know. Mm-hmm. It's very crucial because I think everybody, whether it affects you or not, whether you menstruate or not, men or women, I think it's very important for you to have knowledge about what is menstruation, how it affects a women's body, mm-hmm. as well as so we can learn how best we can support girls. There are actually girls that are missing school because mm-hmm. of menstruation.
Yeah.
And there are a lot of women that are really going through lack of support when they're menstruating. Mm-hmm. So this is very, very crucial to understand and also to overcome the stigma that many of the communities have, the shame mm-hmm. that is associated with menstruation, as well as many, many cultural traditional beliefs that are quite unhygienic.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Exactly. And I think we can use that as an introduction. Now, I'd like to ask and look at some key factors about menstruation that people should be aware of. But let's quickly take a short break as we dive into the marketplace, and then we'll be back again with this chat.
Come share the spirit of generosity and taste.
B.com.na.
It's Fresh FM 102.9, the heart and soul of Namibia. Fresh Lunch with me, King Arthur, and still in the studio with me, Shiyavale Gottlieb. How are you doing, man?
Alive.
Now, we are chatting about menstruation. Now, we did cover what it actually is and why it's important to understand. Now, let's dive into some of the key factors about menstruation that people should be aware of.
Okay. What we would like to know about menstruation is that it's a cycle of mm-hmm. 28 days. And usually women would have 5 to 7 days on average where they are menstruating. Mm-hmm. And this is just an average. So it's very much different depending on women because our bodies are also not the same.
Yeah.
Yeah. And of course, it's also a fact that there is blood loss during this uterus shedding. I would like also to indicate that there are also many, many cultural beliefs and misinformation regarding menstruation mm-hmm. or menstrual hygiene in general. And another fact is that women need to seek professional assistance from local clinics or hospitals, mm-hmm. especially if they want to better understand their menstruation cycles or any other issues related to that. Mm-hmm. And another fact is that there are very well-known hygienic products that are used by women when they are menstruating, such mm-hmm. as pads and tampons. Mm-hmm. And some are also reusable materials. These are considered safe ways to manage menstruation.
Exactly.
Yeah, but there are also other unsafe ways. Yeah.
Okay. And I think it's a chat that, you know, obviously many men don't know about because we don't experience it at all. Mm-hmm. But then sometimes women also go through this and they don't understand what's happening with their bodies. Mm-hmm. And when it comes to having their menstrual cycle, some may not know what to do. Mm-hmm. So let's look at the unsafe ways of managing periods that girls should definitely avoid.
Okay. There are actually many, many unsafe ways mm-hmm. That are happening, both in rural areas and urban areas. Mm-hmm. Many are really because of lack of the right information or yeah. perhaps it's also resources. Mm-hmm. So that would be then the usage of old clothes or pieces of clothes
yeah.
Or newspaper it's very, very unhygienic and unsafe,
mm-hmm.
because this creates infections and discomfort.
Yeah.
So it should be avoided at all. You would find in many villages, young women still use ash or sand,
okay.
When they're menstruating, or sometimes plant leaves. This is also considered as a high health risk.
Mm-hmm.
And it's also that they should avoid using unhygienic toilets, especially when they are menstruating, or just practicing open defecation when they are menstruating. It kind of poses them to a high risk of infection and so on. As well as disposable pads and tampons should not be reused.
Mm-hmm.
In many cases, you find communities where they are reusing this, but it's also not allowed. So those are some of the unhealthy ways that women need to avoid, especially when they are menstruating.
Exactly. Now, let's dive into menstrual hygiene holistically, and also within every demographic, and that being men and women. Now, why is menstrual hygiene an important topic for everyone? Now, you did mention that, you know, even though men don't go through it, it's important for them to understand it, understand the concept, and also be there to help. So why is menstrual hygiene management an important topic for everyone?
Yeah, I think it's very important, not just for women, but for men as well. You find men that are caretakers.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we are raising daughters, we have siblings, and we have partners.
Yes.
And it's very much important that we equip ourselves with the right information, so we position ourselves also to assist them better.
Yes.
You know, without making them feel ashamed. I will challenge you, like, majority of men actually are not even comfortable buying sanitary products for their siblings or, mm-hmm. or partners.
True. Yeah.
Yeah. So, and we need to overcome that. It's a barrier that somehow it really takes out a lot from the community, because they regard it as a women issue, and the fact that it's affecting women, and they remove themselves out of the picture.
Yeah.
And that's where really lack of support comes in also.
Mm-hmm.
It's also very important that everyone is well equipped on knowledge about menstrual hygiene, so they can keep the girl's child in school.
Yes.
Imagine someone who is experiencing menstruation for the first time, and they never had this conversation at home, in the community, and it happens at school.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a lot of, you know, shame. Sometimes the boys also are laughing because they don't know what's happening. They're freaking out. So this can all be avoided, I think, if we really equip everybody with the correct information and so on. And also to overcome these taboos that are, you know, talking about this topic is a taboo in itself.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, there are many, many practices that are happening. Some girls, when they're menstruating, they're actually kept in a room alone,
mm-hmm.
and they're not allowed to prepare food, they're not allowed to do other stuff, as well as to go to school. So we're trying to kind of sensitize different communities so we overcome also these burdens.
Yes, exactly. And a true story, actually, I went out with a friend of mine, mm-hmm. and we walked into this scam, right? And I think it's important for different people, especially men, to make it a job to understand this particular thing, you know.
Yeah.
And me and my friend, we walked down the aisle where there was a lot of pads there, right? And she was teaching me about the different pads and why, how they work. And then recently I found out that there's a pad for the evening, you know.
Mm.
So it's not the same one you use during the day, because when in the evening you're lying down and it might flow.
Mm.
So there's a lot of things that men don't understand because we don't want to understand, or we don't want to ask the questions.
True.
And in some situations, also the women in their own capacity feel like it's taboo because society has deemed it as a taboo. So they don't want to talk about these things. And I think it's a brilliant topic to have, and essentially to sensitize women into being open to speak about these things, open to educate people about these things as well, and for men to be willing to go out there and actually learn about these things.
Yeah.
So I think it's a brilliant chat. Thank you so much for joining us in studio
to
have this particular chat. And I think some of our listeners are like, now why are two men having this discussion?
Exactly. I think many men need to have these discussions.
Exactly. Yeah. And if we can have it together, you know, I think it will change the dynamic